Hello, and welcome to the BNI Heartland Podcast. My name is Brandon Suba, Senior Area Director for BNI the Heartland. And with me today, I have our Executive Director, International Speaker and Trainer, Vince Vigneri. Vince, how are you today?
I'm very well, Brandon. Thank you again for the introduction.
Oh, of course. I absolutely love doing podcasts in general. We get to do them with members across our region. But if you could spend a day with Vince and I doing podcasts, I think you'd get a real chuckle out of the behind the scenes. And one of these days, I want to do a blooper reel. But it's usually with other members that I interview that I have bloopers, never between the two of us. I think we have a good groove going. So, well, we are going to start a series. We wanted to do a series on the slips. There's been a lot of new great things with the slips and how to enter them and opportunity. So we want to break them down individually. Now, if you look at our previous podcast, we have touched on the specifics, like how to enter, all that kind of stuff. We want to focus more on why and benefits to your membership to use these different ways and different things. So I'm going to pass it over to Vince to just kind of touch on the overall slips and how to enter.
Well, I think the first place to really start is to acknowledge why the slips exist. And when you think back to 1985, when Ivan Meisner started BNI, and you think about the referral and testimonial section, which originally was just referrals,
yep,
till a member said, I want to do something a little bit different. And Ivan said, okay. You know, the referral and testimonial section is part of the meeting, mm-hmm, first and foremost. That's why we have referral slips. It's about recognition. It's about accountability. It touches on two of our core values. And when you think about the other slips, that's why they now exist. Yep. They exist to hold you accountable to one another, to hold you to actually do them. So whether we're talking about following up on a one-to-one with the blue slip, or we're thanking someone for closed business with the green slip, or you're listening to this podcast and filling out the gold slip for a chapter education unit or a CEU, it doesn't matter how or what you're doing as much as it matters why you're doing it. And you're doing it for your own accountability, mm-hmm, number one. You're doing it to recognize the other member, number two. And really touching on our core values, each one of them touches on at least one core value. And the one I want to talk about from a slips standpoint in general is traditions plus innovation. And, you know, I mentioned the colors of the slip. I mentioned them because they're paper slips that are in those colors, a white, pink, and yellow referral slip, a blue one-to-one follow-up slip, a green thank you for closed business slip, and a yellow chapter education unit slip. But there's other places, innovatively speaking, technology-wise, that you can enter them. And the first place is obviously BNI Connect.
Yep.
Sitting at your computer, entering it on BNI Connect. And the important piece of that is the innovation of Connect. It literally connects today 220,000 members all over the world. Just think about that for a minute. 220,000 members as we're recording this podcast all over the world, 70 plus countries, 8,000 chapter meetings this week. Let that sink in for a moment. Why did it take a long time to get an app? Well, that is the reason. 80 countries. For those of you that are listening to this that maybe speak another language, I think the number's like 42 languages right now in BNI. Okay, 42 languages, and they don't all read left to right.
Yeah.
I love to say that, but it's a powerful piece. Our systems have to do so much for you, our members, and they have to do it from a worldwide perspective. And I'm not giving you excuses. I'm giving you the why. So hopefully by now you've downloaded the new BNI Connect mobile app that replaced the former BNI Connect mobile interface,
Which, by the way, I got to sit with Jeremy Walsh at our last conference, and that has been taken down.
Okay, great.
That member, he did make it, and he kept it supported because he knew the app was coming. But the second he got the go-ahead that the app was alive, he was more than happy to take it down. He had to do an update from time to time, and he was done with it. So that is gone now.
Well, not when even you think about that member, he did it to help himself.
Yep.
I don't want to make him sound selfish because I don't mean it that way, because he wasn't. He gave it to all of us. Yep. So giver's gain. But he made it to make it easy on himself. Now today, you have the opportunity and the ability to do everything Slipwise on your phone. Powerfully speaking, take it a step further. You can invite a visitor from your phone now. From your device, iPhone, Android, whatever you use, you can do that. But more importantly, accountability-wise, you can enter your slips. So if you haven't downloaded it yet, it's called BNI Connect Mobile. It's on Google Play and the Apple Store. But it allows you to hold yourself accountable in an easy, succinct manner. And I believe Brandon has an upcoming podcast after this series that's going to be done with a roughly 10-year veteran member who, if you just looked at his Power of One report, may not have looked like the strongest member. And I believe he's going to share that.
He will. Yep.
But now today, his ability to enter his slips and actually show what he's doing it. He wasn't before. He doesn't have the time to go online. And I've heard that from people before. Hey, I'm out in the field.
Yep.
That's him. He didn't have the time to go back and sit at his computer and enter it. And he didn't necessarily fill out all the slips in their entirety. Now he is. And he's doing it in the comfort of his truck, while he's at the job site, while he's doing a one-to-one. And we're going to cover each of these individual slips and the why behind them. But today I want you to really think back. It's now included in Member Success Program, how to fill out the slips. We've done podcasts on them already, but think about why we do them. The CEU, Chapter Education Unit, you're listening to this podcast. Fill it out right now. The core value is lifelong learning. The referral slip. We know why we pass referrals. We pass referrals because someone's in need. Fill out that referral slip. Core value, giver's gain. The one-to-one slip. We do it to get to know people. Core value, building relationships. And last but not least is thank you for closed business. Accountability and recognition, two of our newest core values. Those are so important. And when we look at our numbers, they are increasing. Not only because our membership is increasing, our average referral is increasing. And it's increasing because more of you are filling out those slips because it's easier to do and you know that it's confidential, especially when you do it online or now on the app. That's really, that's the why, guys. That's the why to doing it. Fill it out online, fill it out on the app, fill it out on paper, but do whatever you're going to do. You know, I want to refer back to the book Truth or Delusion that Dr. Ivan Meisner co-authored with another couple individuals. One of the statements in there was something to the effect of a handwritten note is the best form of thank you. And most of you are thinking, well, that's true. I've always heard that. You know, the fact of the matter is it's actually a delusion. And here's why. Not all of you are going to sit down and fill that card out. You're not going to handwrite it. Maybe because your handwriting isn't good. Maybe because you don't want to take the time with the use of send out cards, with the use of technology, sending a text or picking up the phone and calling somebody. The best form of thank you is the one you're actually going to do. So in this, you know, there's 220,000 members worldwide. We just recently had a podcast about a member who actually did some business with another member, or they're working on some business from India in Wyoming.
Yep.
Just think about that for a moment and think about the power of the slips and being able to actually fill them out easily for yourself. Brandon, take it away.
I think that's fantastic. The other fact on entering your stuff is for those people that look at numbers and look at BNI and do their research, right now, if you were to pull it up on your iPad, it's showing about 9 million member referrals in the last 12 months. Think about the referrals that have happened that didn't get entered across the world. That number, I feel, would always be larger. Same with the Thank You for Closed Business number. And it's just a manner of taking 5 seconds now on the app and plugging it in there and recognizing those members that gave you business or getting that referral to them in their email, because that's why I like the online offering. So,
yeah, I think right now we're talking about 220,000 members in over 8,000 chapters. As Brandon mentioned, over 9 million referrals. And in the last 12 months, over 13 billion, with a B like Brandon, billion dollars in closed business worldwide. Almost 14. So our next update, it probably not that far off, we're going to be talking about over $14 billion in the last 12 months.
12 months, 1 year between BNI members worldwide.
I know you're not a numbers guy, Brandon. That's more than $1 billion a month.
Oh, that is. That's funny. I don't look at numbers like you do. Perfect. All right. So this is a series. So as these continue to come out, you'll get to learn a little bit more in depth. But we wanted to give you the overall on what we're looking at for the series. And as a reminder, these podcasts are for the listeners and the members. So if there's ever a topic that you would like us to cover, please email us at podcast@bniheartland.com, and we will do our best to cover that in the future. Vince, thank you again for your time. I'm excited for this series. We're really going to dig in on some different things, and I look forward to talking to you on a future podcast.